Hello, grandkids, and welcome to Stunt Granny Audio 1092. Kevin DeFranco, Jeremy Mays. What is up, good sir?
Not much. What's going on? All right. There's that. I guess that's what's going
Well,
on.
yeah, that belt time beer already in action.
Well, he said it was pretty fizzy, so hence the delay in recording, so the start recording. So.
yeah, did have to clean up a little bit of a mess here before hitting record.
Well, speaking of messes, we were talking about before we started, Mark Shapiro deciding that WWE tickets aren't quite as expensive as they should be. So, talking about raising them across the board. Because Vince McMahon was catering to families. A guy, like, listen, I think Vince has been pretty much vilified, you know? So, this isn't exactly like praising him, but yeah, that was part of the point. Vince understood, right? Wasn't the whole thing? They even said cradle to the grave. They want to get kids in early, hook them, and
Oh,
just
yeah, and
continue the
keep them the whole
cycle.
time. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that makes a lot of sense because we've been watching it since how old? So.
Yep. 'Cause what is so what next year's WrestleMania 42.
Yes.
So, yeah, I mean, I know that I've admitted to the gaps in watching. Well, one gap in watching, but otherwise, 42 years ago, approximately.
Yeah. Well, but think about that.
Or
So 42 years
a
with
little bit
gaps.
more than that.
And then you also watch a show called NXT, AEW, you watched WCW for a while, ECW, you've seen AIW shows, you've gone to GCW, like it's not just WWE. So it is literally like, you know, we all have outside other hobbies or interests, obviously.
What?
But
We don't only watch wrestling?
yeah. But at the same time, it's a pretty big part. So,
Oh.
and that's how people are still going to the shows. I mean, with the way that the ticket prices have gone up, you haven't really seen a decline in attendance yet. So it's like, is this the game? Push them as high as we can until people stop buying them and then lower them, but it's still at a higher ticket price.
It would th that seems to be the case.
Yeah, man.
They really seem to be in the money making business here. That said, I was almost half I hadn't looked at it yet. The NXT is coming here to Columbus. I was afraid to look at the ticket prices.
Well, they were just here in Spartanburg. Well, not here. Spartanburg's an hour away. And it was a Friday night. So I was like, oh, it's, I don't know. That sucks. Because it's only a typical hour away drive. But on a Friday from Charlotte to Spartanburg is a good, depending on your time, 2 hours. And it's like new. So, well, no, it's
Yeah.
just. I don't understand this business practice of just rifling over because let's put that like talent ain't seeing this money. So where's it all going? Like,
Yeah, that's the one thing that it does seem like for the most part the talent is okay with the return. At some juncture though, when you see these price hikes and you go, "Hey, my raise doesn't quite make sense in this whole scheme here." And I mean, it's been a problem, it feels like, in the UFC since the
Forever.
UFC existed, honestly. But I mean, yeah, I don't know if we're gonna have that problem with with wrestlers here or not, or if they're just kind of happy because of how much money they're making at this point, and still most of them at the top of the card still remember r wrestling in a bingo, literal bingo hall.
also a lot, I mean, a lot of the roster probably remembers not being paid as much as they are. Now, I mean, it doesn't mean that, the, like you were saying, the salary or the, pay matches the revenue and profits, whatever else. So, but it's like, well, I guess you make your bank in WWE and then leave, or get released, whatever, and then you can go for lower salary because AEW is not going to compete. At least I don't believe they can. Well, I mean, I don't know because they're private, so we really don't know. But I can't imagine AEW can keep up with the pay compensation that WWE provides.
I would still think it'd be a little bit tough. I'm sure that the top people are making plenty of change over there. But yeah, as an overall whole, just yeah, we've kind of talked about it. WWE's been around longer. They should be paying more. Like, I mean, that's just kind of the way that it is in a lot of ways too.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
Like, if
especially
you're an
with.
established name, you should be able to shuck out a little bit more.
Right. I mean, we're going to get to this story in a second, but especially knowing now that Saudi Arabia is getting WrestleMania 43, and they're saying for that show, they're going to get paid possibly $100 million for that show. Think about that. That's, I mean, how many times over can you cover your roster of wrestlers' pay, and then everything else you make is straight cash. I know it's operating expenses, but you know what I mean?
Well, and they're going to be smart. Like, they have been really smart about how they've booked their travel and what they've done. Like, they've packaged these trips together so that they're not just there for a day and gone now. It does make sense to just have a base of operations and do multiple shows.
Yeah.
Either in the same venue or like within two venues, depending upon what event you're throwing. Because I feel like didn't they use two different venues in France, or did they use the same one all of the
I
shows?
can't tell. I think that they had two different ones for SmackDown and Raw, but
Yeah, that's what
they were both so
I thought.
big, it was like, well, I guess the only difference is the tiny stage. So, and yeah, because I mean the stage for Clash was was that Clash in the Castle, right?
Clash in Paris.
That's it. And
Yeah, I mean
that stage was a little bit bigger.
I still
So,
didn't like they is they did a great job with the graphics matching them for France, but it's just like, why don't just change it? Like, Clash at the Castle made a lot of literary sense.
yeah, well.
You really could have changed it to something else there.
Yeah, well, doesn't make dollars and cents. So, but no, man, it's a very strange thing whenever a company who's already making money hand over fist. And again, I mean they're a public company. So I know they've got like investors, you got to keep them happy. But at the same
Oh.
time, as an investor, if I'm an investor at least, I'm going, why are we jacking up the prices so much when we're making this much? Maybe I'm too conservative in my approach. I'm already making a shit ton of money. Do I
Yeah,
need to make two shit tons of money? Like,
the answer is always yes,
I
sir.
guess so. Yeah, I mean, I'm not in that position, so obviously, I'm all for hoarding money. So it's like I made it, it ain't yours. But at what expense, though? Because it does, you do run that risk of alienating the people and not building your fan base. Because I know UFC is making a lot of money, don't get me wrong. And I'm sure their events do well, but it's a niche. They've niched themselves down out of the public eye. And WWE, I'm going to use just them as the example. WWE and wrestling is a, in the lexicon of everything. You don't hear someone go, oh, look what happened to this football game. A UFC match broke out. No, a WWE match broke out. WWF, they still use. So, yeah, you run that risk of just shrinking it down. Yeah, you're making money, but like the
You're
aura,
less
the
relevant.
appeal, yeah. And that's what I really do think UFC is. It's far less relevant than it used to be when it was absolutely accessible for everybody. Ticket prices weren't too bad. They were still pretty high, but they weren't too bad.
Yeah, agreed.
So I was listening to Observer Radio, and Lance Storm was saying that, well, this may provide opportunity though for somebody like AEW or and TNA. You know, hey, our tickets are only this much. Come see our wrestling. And at first I was like, yeah, maybe. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't think they have the market penetration that, you know, WWE does.
And I mean, there's still, to me, TNA still needs a better place to be on TV.
Yeah.
Just because, yeah, it still hasn't happened yet. So, I mean, I think that will help them about as much as anything. And then, AEW, I mean, I guess we've talked about it a lot. How they've done it to themselves, where they've had to go to these venues like the 2300 Arena, you know,
Yeah.
and only get an NXT sized crowd instead of a main roster WWE crowd.
Yeah. Which,
You know, that there's
yeah.
at least an
Well.
11,000 person difference there.
Yeah, well, with the product they're putting out, I can understand why, but we can get to that in a second. Yeah, so it's like there is a market, I mean, they also mentioned, and I think this is actually a really good idea. So they want to counter program WrestleMania, right? I'm sorry. WWE keeps counter programming AEW. Well, why not counter program WWE on WrestleMania? They're not here in the States, but for the Saudi Arabia, why not have a super show and all the indies can go around you for a change? Why not?
It would be a smart move, I
Yeah.
think, on their part.
Now, I'm talking
You
just an arena show. You know, it doesn't have to be something gigantic unless they can get their shit together again and actually sell, you know, 60,000 seats and go, do you want to fly to Saudi Arabia or do you want to fly to, I don't know, what's an indoor place? You know, like I was trying to think East Coast is really not on the East Coast.
I mean, any arena, I still think that they'd probably do a decent one if they tried to do a Chicago arena. Like, I know that they've probably gone there.
They've burnt that market out.
But it's also one of the few markets that I think is that easily travelable for a lot of people and has a fairly central location. I'm not sure that Indianapolis is in that game anymore since they're mostly a one arena kind of town.
Yeah.
I mean,
Nice.
I'm sure they do it for whatever price, but also, again, like AEW needs to stop selling maybe 1,500 tickets to their shows before people are going to consider them back into arenas.
Yeah. It's the most perplexing thing I've ever seen. But it's like, you know, when it comes like, you know, you've got a year to plan this, over a year. So as soon as they announce it, be like, hey, this is what we're doing. And you know what? If they, because the Saudi Arabia WrestleMania is going to start, what, the middle of the day? So
It will
book
be in the
your
middle
shit
of the
for
day.
later. Book your Saturday show later and make sure it's a Saturday too, because the Saturday show, you know, that's not the one to go to for WrestleMania right now. It's usually the better night. But
But it doesn't. They still treat the second night as the bigger night. Even though I do think that the first night has been the better night pretty much every time.
I think the Cody one's the exception because he won the title. And I think we kind of
Well.
forget about everything else that was on that show. Definitely this year, night one was far better. Night two started off like, how is anyone even going to talk about night one? And they go, oh, because after these three matches, the thing stinks. Okay, that's how. So.
Yeah, that one started off hot, and it's just like, oh my gosh, they're gonna have two awesome nights, and it's like, oh no, the things did not turn
We're like,
out.
hang on a second. Hang on. So we got a long night ahead of us. So, well, I really
This is
do
what
like that
happens
idea.
when we go over five matches on a card.
Yeah. Yes. Heaven forbid. Well, they had six the other day. So, like, wow. Slow your roll. But no, I think that's a fantastic idea. And I know TNA and AEW won't work together, but hell. Hey, we're doing this. TNA's like, hey, we're hooking into this. And as bad as this is gonna sound, as dumb as this will sound, have WWE go, hey, let's hold a little AAA event around there. Or, let's get in on this. So why not? We'll have, well, I guess they'll have an NXT show in Saudi Arabia, I would guess. But
I don't. Yeah, that'd be kind of interesting if they do that.
yeah, we got a year's off, but it really is like kind of the changing shape of this. Like, we're getting a WrestleMania that's not in the States or Canada. I always thought Mexico would have been before going overseas, like Mexico City.
Yeah, I pulled up the news report, and I wasn't surprised that the person writing the article was a little bit surprised, and I guess I am too, that London was not the first. And I mean, I guess this is the other thing. Like, this is like 90% official at this point. I don't think it's 100% official.
I think, well, I guess the possibility is they're going to announce it during that fight Saturday.
Oh, the Crawford Canelo fight?
Yeah, I think. Or is there a UFC event this weekend as
Oh,
well?
fuck
If
if
there
I
is,
know.
they'll do it during that. Exactly. No one knows. Unless you're a diehard UFC guy, no one knows. So, because, if I don't watch ESPN, so because kind of talking outside of my mouth, but if
Well,
it's not,
that was their other problem too. I mean, I've
yeah, if
talked
it's
about
not
that
covered
before
by
too.
ESPN don't care about it. So,
Oh yeah, for how many it was funny how hockey suddenly became relevant to ESPN when ESPN acquired some rights to
oh
hockey.
yeah, it's like, oh God, can you believe this? Can you believe this? Like, no, actually, I can't because. You never covered this before. I mean, well, you did, but not in the modern age. So,
Not for the last like 15 years.
And now you put most of it on your ESPN Plus thing because football's back. So it's like, all right, pat the NHL on the head and go, all right, you can come out of mothballs once, the NFL season's over, because we're just going to be talking headed
I mean,
to death. So,
that's the only time it's going to be relevant anyway.
yeah.
Everyone sleeps through that first half of the
Yeah. And I mean, but the thing
season.
is, they make money,
Yes,
so
they do.
yeah. But
Yes, they do.
now, so it's interesting times for wrestling, man. We have a foreign WrestleMania on the horizon and outrageous ticket prices fueled by greed. Just greed. Like, if you're selling out at this point, you're making a comfortable sum of money. Now, I understand economics crash out, things happen. We had a pandemic, 5 years ago. But I don't want to
I
hear it.
mean, yeah,
So.
it is really wild what those prices were, and if they're gonna go up, it's just like, oof, boy, okay, guys,
Yeah.
like. Again, your network and your other affiliations with TV programming makes this a lot easier to just sit at home and enjoy your product anyway
Yeah.
without spending that sum of money.
Well, I mean, even for like the NFL, like we've talked about this plenty of times. No team's ever going out of business. And I've often wondered, like, it's like the Lions, I think, are the most expensive ticket in the NFL now. I think. Either they're either
Oh,
one or two, which is hilarious.
wow.
Because as a fan, I'm still waiting for the season to start, of course. But as a fan, that's outrageous that you take advantage of your fans. Because Detroit Lions fans are idiots. We are. We keep watching. We keep buying merchandise. Keep going to the games when they were terrible. And they're like, well, let's take it easy on the let's take it easy on the kid. You know, just shine a quarter at him and see him get happy. And now they're like, hey, we got two good seasons here. So we are now the second or first highest ticket price in the NFL for no reason.
Yeah,
They weren't losing money. And then you're charging $15 for a hot dog? Fuck off. Have you ever seen Arthur Blank Stadium, the Atlanta one? Have you seen the prices he charges there?
no.
They're regular ass prices. A hot dog's like $4.50. I know I'm using the hot dog a lot. Hamburger, $5. That's crazy. And it just shows you don't have to do it. But they do it anyways. And it hasn't stopped them because, well, we keep going. So it's our fault.
Oh yeah. If someone is willing to pay, I am in less and less in that category.
Yeah, I mean,
Just
just.
because, yeah, it's just like, guys, I enjoy your stuff, but it's, yeah, I mean, live events are always going to be fun, no matter what, but I feel like there's something at the wrestling events that it kind of keeps them a notch below like actual sports and even concerts for me for some reason or another.
Oh, yeah. Concerts, we know why. That's one company jacking everything up. So,
Yeah, there is one sole focus of
one sole
ire,
reason. Because if you go
but.
to a place that isn't Live Nation, those tickets aren't that much. Your fees are $1.50 to $2. So, yeah.
Yeah, had that recently. It was very nice to only pay like a 250 service charge or
Yeah.
something like that.
How much did you take? $50? Oh, wow. I must have been a lot. No, it's $52. Huh? Yeah, I know, right? So, I mean, it's business and it's greed. That's just what business is in this country. I'm sure it's like that everywhere else, but for us here in America, if you're listening somewhere else, no company in this country gives a damn about its customers until they stop buying the product. That's the skinny of it, or their employees for that matter. So, yep.
Yep.
Yeah. That's kind of a downer.
Yeah, it is.
Especially when it's the truth. So, I don't know. Well, apparently, according to Maven, Tony Khan really
Oh.
cares about his wrestlers. So, we can go to AIDS if
It
we can segue. I just used him as a segue because he annoys the shit out of me.
I have not listened to any of the Maven talk. I'm like, why is this guy relevant right now?
He even says the same thing. He's like, people just latched on to my podcast. And I'm like, I'm sure he's not doing it. I mean, I guess I don't think so. He always just sounds condescending. Like, I don't think he means to. I think that's just his mannerisms and like
Oh.
his, you know.
Yeah,
But
just how he presents.
yeah. So I don't know.
Does he work? He doesn't work for a. Oh, that's right, because he said no one would be able to pay him because of how well the podcast is doing.
Well, that and
Whatever.
he said he doesn't keep up with the current product because he said he doesn't watch wrestling because it's like, you know, it's the old example of seeing the love of your life dating someone else. So he doesn't want to he had the wrestling business taken away from him, which I guess is partially true. I guess he could have gone to TNA when he got released, but just never did.
Yeah, I mean, he could hit the indies.
Yeah.
Could
Well,
hit the
if
indies if he really
some
wanted
people don't
to.
want to be wrestlers. They want to be a WWE superstar. And I think
Oh.
that's a real thing. Like, look at Braun Strowman. He's doing nothing now. Which probably is for the better with the way his th that poor guy was moving. What was her name? Cora Jade, Alana Black.
Oh yeah, Aleinia Black.
She just stepped away from wrestling.
Yeah. She did. So
Yeah, so
good for her.
I guess I don't even.
She missed out on her bestie coming back to wrestling.
Who was your bestie?
Not I guess not bestie, but her idol coming back to wrestling, AJ Lee.
Oh, was she? Oh, I didn't know that. That makes sense.
I assume as much.
Yes. I'm sure you and Chris talked about AJ Lee coming back.
Yes, we did.
Yes, what a fun thing that was. I mean, there's not much more to say. It's just cool. Like,
Oh, yep.
I always thought CM Punk would come back to wrestling eventually, and he did for AEW. She never seemed like someone who was ever going to come back. It was like, yeah, I'm done. I'm happy now. So
It was one of the ones that you just kind of, and I do think Chris and I covered that part where you just kind of left it alone at some point. Like, I felt like there was a pining for her right after she left. And then, yeah, because I mean, they said it's been a decade. Like, I feel like it's been 5 years where people are like, oh, okay, whatever, man. She's happy. She's doing her own thing. Like, she's not coming back. And you just kind of didn't think about it after that, like it was really kind of out of my mind.
Yeah, and like that's the crazy part though, is she even kind of addressed that. She's like, just in case you're confused who I am, I'm your millennial parents' favorite wrestler. It's like, millennial? Well, if we had kids, would they be 20s? They'd be in their 20s, right?
Yes.
I don't think, well, hopefully we'd have kids already. Yeah, we are definitely not millennials.
No, but millennials could have children already. I mean, that is
Yeah, I mean, I guess so.
because we're already at the are we past the Generation Z at this point? I feel like there should be another one.
I don't know.
The wife took a course on it, and it mentioned that this is the first time that four different generations are basically sharing the same workplace, and I'm like, oh, that kind of makes sense.
Wait, what? She took a course.
Yeah, about how to talk to the different
All
age
right, never
groups.
mind. I don't want. Nope. We're not doing this. No. Okay. So, anyways, that stupid shit. I can't stand that stuff. We don't have that kind of course, but we do have like a sexual discrimination. No, I'm sorry, not sexual abuse. What am I looking for? Sexual harassment and discrimination
Jeez.
classes. And it's like, I've learned more of how to do this stuff than it ever is. Like, you watch these examples, you just go, who does this? Like, for real. They're so absurd. Which, I mean, apparently, so it's one of two things. This happens enough to where it's documented, or the person writing it has some explaining to do. So, like, I think I famously told you the harassment course about the guy on the Teams meeting jerking off.
No,
Did I not tell you about this?
I don't know.
So this new
Oh
job I
no.
started, this is the course. This is the first question or the first example on our sexual harassment thing. And they're all on Teams meeting, and they're all blah, 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 blah. And there's the guy in the corner, and you're like, he's all distracted, and then you start hearing noises coming from his computer. Well, he's watching porn. And then the guy's hand pops out from around his desk. And I went, were they implying this guy's jerking off? Like, wait, okay. Well, You'd think you, what do you think you would take from that? What would be the lesson there?
You should jerk off at work.
Well, apparently so, because what they were going for is don't shame him when he's in the office. He made a mistake. I'm not making this up. The lesson is, hey, he's embarrassed by it. Don't make him feel worse.
Okie
There's more. But let's go to, speaking of
dokie
jerking off, let's go to AEW, because boy, there was a whole lot of that on this show. Ugh. I did not enjoy this
then.
show.
Yeah, was not as offended, I don't think, as you. Maybe it's the way I watch the show sometimes. I think might be part of it.
Yeah, I've chosen not to watch NXT and AEW live. I've chosen to watch one, like record it and watch a movie instead, or something else, whatever.
Yeah.
And I chose AEW this week. I'll watch that one live. I'm not doing that next week. This show is a sludge to get through. There's nothing special about it anymore. And this 2300 arena experiment is not good. It just looks low rent. Like, I know it's bright, it's colorful, blah blah blah, but it's like this is a major wrestling promotion doing this. And as a special, sure, but as a residency, I don't know, man. It's getting long in the tooth.
It definitely hasn't been they've found some cooler venues along the way. The recent one in Chicago is kind of funky and I enjoyed that. Yeah, I don't know. The 2300 arena, when you brighten it up like that, it's just like, and you invoke ECW, it's like, well, it's like the complete opposite presentation to ECW, so it feels
Yes.
kind of weird.
I'm glad you said it first, because this show would get crucified if it was an actual ECW show. I mean, the idea, I don't even know where to start, and maybe this is part of the problem is, so Hangman Page, like, part of the problem for me is everything's predictable and everything went exactly how you thought it would. Hangman Page and Josh Alexander having a match. Why? Because they are. Okay. It goes how
I believe
long?
that was something because I, you know what, I kept up the collision results just in case because I feel like that was something that, oh boy, I made the wrong decision to watch collision this past week, sometime earlier in the week. Because I mean, there were a couple of things that came to bear from that whole situation.
Well, I know Tom Billington Jr. or whatever his name is.
Yeah, Tommy Billington.
Yeah, it's like them and that, him and was it Alex Priest?
Adam Priest.
Adam Priest.
Yeah.
Are going to have part two with FTR next week.
Yeah,
So.
the match was so good. They're going to play it back again, and that was one that did cause me the, and I mean, this has been a nonstop segment during any of our AEW shows where they have these 50-50 matches with FTR, who they're trying to sell as one of the greatest teams of all time. And then they struggle against two people who have never tagged together before. And, you know, even when the WWE does stuff like that, they cover it up by calling it an upset and that kind of thing, and talk about how the team's coming together really well. Like I don't think they did that very well for them, other than, hey, we're going to give you a rematch. But it's just, again, like they're going to end up losing two matches, or Chris Christian and Cope interfere and help them win the second match, which doesn't really help them either.
No, it's like you don't want FTR losing at all. Even if it's by a goofy scenario. You got to make them strong going against Christian and Edge. It's just a problem with the booking of this whole thing, and there are no tag teams worth a damn anyways. You've got the Hurt Syndicate, and we'll come back to the beginning of the show, but we'll do this segment. You've got the Hurt Syndicate versus Not the Bloodline and Ricochet. And Not the Bloodline have been jobbers forever. And now all of a sudden, they're supposed to be on par with the team that doesn't lose. And it's like, this doesn't make any sense. Why all of a sudden are they tough? Like, there was no build up. They just get beat
They've
all the
always,
time.
yeah, I mean, they've at least presented the Gates of Agony is tough. But again, like that only goes so far, and we've talked about it with Lance Archer. Yeah, it's you can call him the Murder Hawk Monster as much as you want. I know that he's losing the second he steps in that ring, though.
It's like
So I the you know there's nothing to sell, and I mean that's what's gonna end up happening.
well, yeah, I mean, it's like calling the Murder Hawk Monster. Okay. And it's like, well, you watch Friday the 13th, Jason's losing. Yeah, but he does interesting stuff along the way. This stuff is, okay. And, oh, there's a three count. Okay. Like, so, and like Shelton Benjamin, Ricochets, I'll leave all my guys in back, leave all your guys in back. And they're dumb enough to go along with that. Like, Shelton didn't have like Bobby and MVP on the ready so that, like, they got outsmarted by Not the Bloodline and Ricochet
Yes, they did.
on a simple headbutt. Now, I'm not a big Not the Bloodline fan. I don't really know their history. Has this guy had a hard head the whole time, like Haku or something?
Is there all Samoans have hard heads? You should have learned this in Wrestling
Okay.
History 101 class.
Okay, so are they Samoan?
I believe so.
Oh.
Or maybe Tongan. I don't know. Whatever.
Let's
They're
see.
islanders. So I'm pretty sure they are.
Bishop Khan and Toa Leona. That sounds islandy.
Yeah.
Let's see. Bishop Khan. He went to Minnesota.
Well, hey, good for him.
So, yeah, it doesn't really say. Oh, Cameroon. Okay.
Oh gosh.
Where's Cameroon? That sounds so
That's
familiar.
way different. That's an African country.
Okay, that's what I thought. All right, just threw me off. And then Toa Leona is both, where is it? Puerto Rican and Samoan. So,
Okay, that
which
is
isn't
quite
that
the
like another, how is that not
yeah.
another joke too, by the way? All the Puerto Rican wrestlers that are around, they like, when did we, well, I guess the Colognes had like the little mini bloodline, but they didn't really go anywhere because the other two didn't really have any personality, so that didn't
Oh,
help.
yeah, that died a quick death.
But
So,
yeah.
but yeah, Gates of Agony, they're gonna need to eat an L. So I mean,
Yeah.
they can't be on par with. And it's always weird too, where they kind of have a six-man situation going on, but his what MVP's wrestled maybe twice in AEW.
I think that sounds right.
It's weird to be picking a fight with someone that doesn't really fight. It's a really strange situation with
Yeah.
MVP.
Well,
Like,
especially with
he's one of
Cedric.
those guys, he can't, like, pull a Paul Heyman, like, hey, I'm not a real wrestler. Like, I'm just the mouthpiece here. Like, MVP always talks about how much of a badass he is and then never backs it up.
Yeah, and
I
I mean,
mean, I'm not saying that I want to get into a real fight with him, but it's also like, if you're going to sell that persona, you got to sell that persona really,
right.
like instead
Yeah.
of walking around with a walking stick.
Yeah. So but it's just like that whole thing is predictable. Exactly what happened. It wasn't interesting. It made the baby faces, I guess is what they are now, look stupid. And it's like,
Oh,
okay.
yeah.
So cool segment. Like next.
It furthered the feud, at least.
Cool. Awesome.
It's a weird feud. It is definitely a
The Hurt
weird
business,
feud.
I'm sorry, the Hurt Syndicate is just weird in AEW anyways. They've never really fit. And I guarantee you that's why they're like, we ain't losing. But let's go back to the beginning of the show. And this
Well,
is
I
kind
mean,
of,
it was kind of wild to have. I know that at least size-wise, Taya Leona matches up with Bobby Lashley, but I'm like, come on,
yeah.
guys,
Bobby
what are we
Lashley's not
doing
that
here?
tall. That's why. He's just
He's
huge, you know?
just wide.
Yeah. That goes a long way of making people think you're taller. But no, at the beginning of the show, fine match, but at no point ever did we think Adam Page was going to lose that. And he didn't. So it's like, whoopty fucking do.
They have the best wrestling on the planet, sir.
Yeah, cool. But
Yeah, there are no stakes to the best
right.
wrestling on the planet.
Yeah, you can have a great technical match. You can have a great match, whatever. So you can see a great match. Like there's free wrestling tomorrow over at Lenny Boy Brewing. I guarantee you I'll see a great match over there. Means fuck all. If it doesn't matter, I mean,
But
there's
they're the
nothing to
best
it.
in the world, sir. How dare you defame?
Wait, when do they say that? Besides every chance they get.
I was like, hold on.
Nice.
What?
Jesus.
Why did I fall for
Well, well,
that
I wasn't trying to trick you at all,
one?
but it kind of leans into what happened. I think it was next, right? With Adam Page cutting a promo, Kyle Fletcher comes down.
Yep.
And it's the hey, Kyle Fletcher's good segment. And
Yeah, I
it's like,
actually kind of liked Kyle Fletcher's promo on Collision.
dude, I
I
think
know
you're the
you didn't
only one
watch.
watching Collision. So I was watching the other Michigan team that I follow. Pretty much do what I thought they'd do, to be honest. I didn't think they were gonna win. They were gonna beat Oklahoma. In
Oh
Norman.
yeah, in
So,
Oklahoma. I mean,
no, they didn't
you're
look that
ready.
great against New Mexico,
I
to be
mean,
honest.
I know that
So,
you're ready for the big Kent State upset at Oklahoma later
is
this
that,
year.
oh, well, it's all, well, hey, they scored. But all right, see, this is how boring AEW is. I would much rather talk about this because these scores over the weekend, it's ridiculous. And they have to do something about this. Why was Ohio State playing Grambling State? A
Money.
historically black college. Yeah, cool. Give them the fucking money and go, hey, I hope you guys have a good program. Oh no, well, you have to come in here and get your ass kicked for 4 quarters. No, that's stupid. And especially, it shouldn't go out of state. Ohio State should not be playing any non-conference games like that. They should always be in state. There's plenty of MAC schools to beat the shit out of and keep that money in your in-state schools. And the same goes for Michigan, any of that stuff. It's
Yeah,
bullshit.
I mean, I did like that. That was a Jim Tressel ethos
Yeah.
that no longer exists at the school. Because I mean, yeah, I mean, he flipped between all of the Mac schools that are in Ohio, which is quite a few.
Yeah, there's a yeah, there's a ton of
Quite
them.
a few.
Yeah,
So,
it's pretty crazy.
do think Kent State popped up semi-recently.
Yeah, but it's like, you got Ohio who beat West Virginia, so but it's still not
Yeah,
McNeese
backyard brawl
State.
looking terrible.
Ugh. But yeah, but it's not like McNeese State or who the hell played Texas A&M? Oh, excuse me. Eastern Texas A&M. Yeah, that's a real school with a football team
Oh.
that played an SEC school. It's gross. Ugh. So anyways, no, the rule should
You're
be
just
if you
waiting for the all conference schedule.
just get to it. Well, they him and haw about that. These conferences have 16 to 18 teams in them now. And they're like, well, how many conference games should we play?
All of
How
them.
many games do you play? 12? 12 conference games. What are you even talking about? Well, what about the other schools that don't get their money? Okay, I'll give you 11. That's fine. Oh, that's way too many. There are two conferences left in college football. That's it. Big Ten and SEC. Who are the other ones? Yeah, no one cares.
How dare you defame Maction like that, sir?
Yes. And you know what? And they can create their own niche over there with their low, like actually decently rated football games, which is the shocking part of this. And they're decent to low paying TV deals. Cool. Live in your own little niche world. Because these teams that are just in conferences eagerly soaking up every single amount of TV dollar they can get. Ugh. So, but anyways, back to AEW.
Kyle
It's,
Fletcher is so
yeah.
boring. You we
Yes.
decided to start talking about college football.
Yeah. So, who's this Bob Backlund looking dork? Like, it just bothers me. And to have Hangman Page going, you're not ready. Well, you know what? You're this, you're this, you're this. You're like, I don't need you to run down his accolades because every single show Kyle Fletcher is on, they will remind you of how great he is. How about he does something that makes us go, oh my God, he's great?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the biggest thing missing. And I mean, it's kind of been a consistent problem for AEW finding a second or even a third. I mean, they 'cause it is kind of interesting. I mean, they have I mean, we've talked about it with WWE over the years and more with NXT where they have a power void right now. And they're trying to adjust to it, and it's not going terribly well at the current moment. You lose Swerve, you lose Ospreay. Like, you really did lose two of your main
Oh, yeah.
eventers,
You're
and
losing
that makes
Omega for right now, too.
oh, and
Don't forget about
Omega.
that. So,
Oh, yeah. It's a little thin at the top there. Even with the, I mean, Darby Allin helps out in that situation as far as a name, but since he's in the Death Riders Vortex, he's not anywhere near the main event or title
Man,
picture.
that's AEW's fault. I mean, you got to have someone next in line. Like, hey, do you remember all the comments about, man, Swerve's such a great wrestler. He's got this, he's got this, he's got this. Man, that Kenny Omega, like Kenny Omega proved how good he was. You didn't have everyone on a TV show extolling his virtues every single second. Ospreay was the same way. They may be like, yeah, you're great wrestler, blah, blah, blah. But this jerking off session that AEW consistently does for Kyle Fletcher, maybe that's why I just don't like him. Because
Oh.
I don't want a product pushed on me. Let me be the judge. How about he gets a better look? Let's start there. It's
Unfortunately, like I was kind of half and half, in one of those situations where people have picked up on the whole no socks thing. And the moment, we've said this how many times, the moment you start chanting about something, it's a thing, and it gets that person over. If you genuinely don't want him around, don't chant. It's really weird, like saying fuck you to anyone, telling them to wear socks. It's doing the exact opposite of what you think that it's doing.
And the thing is, and I guess this is part of the problem with these smaller crowds. And NXT is the same way. They do stuff to entertain themselves.
Oh.
The NXT crowd's horrendous for this. I hate it. And that's why they need to get out of that damn PC. But the chanting for like, where's your socks? This goes later for the Toni Storm. They were chanting, she's hardcore. And it's like, you guys know you're mocking them saying that because this match is anything but hardcore. Like, it's like, well,
Oh,
no, we're
well.
in on the joke. No, they're not joking. They think they're doing like decent shit in the ring, and they're not. But to go back, it's like going into business, and it's like, Don Callis comes out, like you're saying, everyone's chanting fuck Don Callis.
Yeah.
That's just something to chant. No one cares. It's not real heat. It's just something to
Oh.
chant. Just like fuck you, Yuta. Same thing. No one really cares about Yuta. It's just something to chant at him. That's it.
Yeah.
I'm not even trying to sound like I'm being mean here. That's just how
Right.
it is. The crowd wants to chant something and they chant it. Like, didn't Edge do something, or I'm sorry, Adam Copeland, didn't he start some chant or
Oh,
try to
there's
get
been a
one going,
whole bunch of there's just been a whole bunch of them this week that I've noticed that I'm just like, huh? 'Cause it started with AJ Lee getting the therapy chants on Raw
Even she
and
goes, yeah, you're chanting for therapy. Okay. Like, that's the reaction
Yeah.
you get. Like,
That is the appropriate reaction.
yeah.
yeah, we had that, the socks, and there was something else. I'm trying to remember because it happened during Dynamite here. Because there was another weird chant, and I don't know if I remembered typing about that one or not.
I don't know. There was just the crowd. Like, if
Yeah,
there was somebody like,
there have just been some weird chants this week. That's all I'm gonna
right.
say.
It's
Like, I
because
know that
they're,
I'm forgetting one.
yeah, but it's because they're doing this residency. So a lot of the people bought the same tickets. So they're, for different nights. So they can come over and they can be part of the show. Well, no one wants the crowd to be part of the show. The show is supposed to be the show. And you,
Well,
if like, if
yeah,
it's
it's
an actual appreciation for something, an honest cheer, an honest boo, a groan, or like you've done something so terrible that the crowd boos and gets mad, sure, but it's never that. It's just something to have fun with, because what you're seeing in front of you is not entertaining you. So.
So yeah.
So Kyle Fletcher versus Hangman Page. Cool.
I think the Kyle Fletcher thing is pretty dead at this point. Oh my gosh, this is something that because you and I normally talk about at the AEW, I did not bring up with Chris and came on Collision. Professional wrestling only, or one of the few professions where it's just like, hey, do you mind coming in the day after your wedding and doing some work? and people just go, yep, let's do it.
Okay, I wasn't sure. I still don't know how I feel about this whole promo. I mean, like, they acknowledged he got married because pictures leaked out from the wedding. Like, they were on like personal pages, and I guess fans found them and put them out there. So I can't think that MJF really wants people knowing he got married, you know, for the character part, work part of it. But
Well,
whatever, whether he wants to or
yeah, I
not,
mean,
whatever, right?
he's, yeah, I it's whatever now because he's running with it.
Yeah. So from there, it's like, all right, so he tried covering it. All right, cool.
Yeah.
I just don't know if it was like the best way of doing it. So
It's weird saying that you got divorced the day of your wedding.
well, it's
It
also
sucks
like,
getting it sucks getting divorced the time after your wedding. It'd be even weirder to do it the same day as
oh
your
no, he
wedding.
doesn't care, so it doesn't matter. I mean, he was like, he was calling his wife a bitch already, and I'm like, okay, that's, you know, it's supposed to be heat, right? But then I think,
Yeah.
well, what kind of woman married you? Like, him saying this to her shouldn't be a surprise. Him going, hey, I'm
Oh.
going to work to beat the shit out of this guy and kill him, shouldn't be a surprise. You
But
know who you're
no.
marrying, you're supposed to.
It should not be a surprise that he was headed into work after their wedding. Again, fairly common thing, I feel like. Or at least people put off their honeymoon until some later date because it's just like, nah, man, I needed to finish this storyline. Like, we
Yeah.
were in the middle of a story. Like, what did you want me to do?
I mean, there's a rumor that ROH's final battle or whatever that one was got moved because Tony Khan wanted to attend MJF's wedding. That's a real rumor. Now, whether it's true or not, I don't know. But if that's the case, like, then just give him the time off, but whatever. But also, after this, though, Mark Briscoe can mess him up and MJF can take off for his honeymoon for a little while. So
Yeah,
there's a
that is an
benefit.
option.
And
That
well,
is an
especially
option.
now that he has like the he still has his cash-in contract. So he can
Oh.
disappear for another month or two like he normally does. And then come back and be like, oh, I'm taking my title back. So
Yep.
you know. But yeah, this segment was it was kind of goofy, but it's like at least I tried to address it.
Yeah. I mean, I think they did what they should there. Again, like and I think that's it. I was like, okay, they're moving things along here. You know, he isn't on TV. There's been kind of a long running feud with Mark Briscoe going on,
Yeah.
but with the overarching Adam Page stuff thrown in there, so
Yeah. And I
doesn't work.
as much as I was like goofing on Collision, at least they are hooking you to go to Collision. Well, you want to see what Mark
Oh.
Briscoe has to say? Well, tune into Collision.
And they have been so inconsistent in that. Like, that's one of those things where I actually, because I watched Collision, and I think that's why I derailed this way at the beginning there, too. Because there is something I thought I saw in Collision and couldn't find it. But yeah, like, there are so many times where the shows are just disassociated. And you're just like, where the hell did this come from? Because I believe even the next match up, which was Mercedes Moné and Emi Sakura versus Riho and Alex Winza, came up on Collision.
Yeah. Cool. Stupid. They dug up Emi Sakura from somewhere. All right. You want to be on TV again? All right. You got to lose. All right. Thanks.
Well, yeah, you want to talk about mailing in a performance. Holy smokes.
I just talking about a match with nothing to it.
Just yeah, that was a giant nothing burger of a match.
Yeah. It's like I thought Mercedes and Alex Windsor were done, be so that they could, give way to Riho. He brought her back for her 3 month debacle. So let's see what happens. Now I'm gonna put her in a tag match. Okay. I will say this though. Riho's dropkick to that running dropkick is vicious.
Oh,
It's a good thing she
well,
weighs 60 pounds, or she'd really hurt somebody.
I would say that she has put on some adult weight, it appears to
Yes,
me.
it does, right? So it makes it better, but
Yeah, since she was like 19. So yeah, I think she bumped up from like 60 pounds to at least an 80. Yeah, I mean, she knows how to tr throw a drop kick.
yeah.
I mean, she does have I know I talk about it with Darby Allin a lot, but she's also in that same category of she kind of knows that she's small and she really puts everything into her moves to sell them.
Yeah. And it doesn't matter because
She still weighs only 80 pounds.
well, also it's like it's not possible in this household to watch a match with Riho and actually have my own thought on it. I'm being told opinions immediately. So I just go, okay, I give up. I mean, there's it's the weirdest thing. It really doesn't make any sense, but
No, it doesn't. Like
it doesn't.
she's gonna be an afterthought. Like, I mean, she's always here and gone, and it's holy smokes. I'm just realizing that she figured out her visa situation before what's her name did.
Well, she does back in the States.
Oh, is she?
Yes, she's shown pictures that she's back in the States. So yes.
Oh, okay. They're just not putting her on TV now.
Yeah, I think that's also certain someone's problem too, because it's always this bitch is back. Like it's always you can't just like let the hate phase out because she's around gone. And it pops back up like months later. Instead, if she was just
Oh.
there the whole time, be like, all right, there she is
Yeah,
again. There she is again.
you get used to the hate at that point. It mellow out a little bit
Yes,
more,
yes.
but because she only pops in for 2 to 3 months every
Yeah.
year, it's
Just
worse.
it's irrational. So this
Oh
match was whatever. I don't care.
yeah, we definitely do not need to bitch about that any
Nope.
longer. Already talked about the other match with Shelton Benjamin and
Yep,
what's
yep.
his name. So that's moving
Exactly.
on. Tony Storm, Tony Storm versus Sky Blue. You kind of referenced it a little bit, and I don't know that we need to do a deep dive necessarily, but I'll tell you what, I'm sitting there going, I'm like, huh, why is Toni Storm wearing like a full jumpsuit here? Like a janitor's jumpsuit. And I'm like, oh, it's because they're going to do all these dumb spots with her and a staple gun.
That's
That
why.
she gets to no sell.
Here,
So,
here's
okay.
here's the here's the little secret no one really wants to talk about. Toni Storm is the act. If she's not cutting a promo, her act in the ring sucks. Like not her wrestling,
Oh.
but her face, the way she moves, like what she does, it's a parody. That's why I said last night on the group message, this sucks. This match fucking sucks. And she's walking around like walking like she's in a fucking Scooby-Doo cartoon because reasons. She gets a staple to the pussy, and it's like, oh, okay, well, she should like that, right? Shouldn't she be like, oh, the sweet, delicious pain, whatever Hollywood nonsense she's doing, right? And it's like they're doing a parody of a hardcore match. Did no one pick
Yeah.
up on this? Hey,
No, evidently not.
I mean, everything's over-exaggerated. Everything's contrived. Everything doesn't matter. Like, so they set that whole thing up with the table, with the mouse traps.
Oh my gosh,
It was awful. It was
that
terrible.
was so stupid.
And you knew who was going through it because she had overalls on. Poor Sky Blue, trying at least to make herself like stand out, like look different. It's just the whole thing is a parody of what they think a hardcore match should be. And I'm like, this, and
Yeah.
this crowd's like, yeah, I'm like, you don't like it. You're like, you don't actually think this is good. You like Toni Storm and you like Sky Blue's ass. So that's why you're into this. If you watched this and went, oh wow, this is one of the better hardcore matches I've ever seen, which I believe one of the announcers may have said something. It wasn't Bryan Danielson, because you know who didn't talk a whole lot during this? Bryan Danielson, because he knew it sucked too. He gets quiet when he doesn't like something. He's not like Jim Ross. He barely said a word until I think, was it the electric fly swatter?
Yeah, I think so.
And even Tabs was like, what's this? And then he goes, alrighty. And then this is the parody part. Toni Storm has it, hits her with it. You get a little zap. I mean, the thing doesn't hurt. And she hits Sky Blue over the head with it. And Sky Blue has to sell it like it's a tin pan or something. And it's like, this sucks. But the
It's
Toni Storm gimmick only runs when she's cutting promos and when she's in a serious match, because she won't do this dipshit stuff she was doing on Wednesday night. I hated this. I just give me a good goddamn wrestling match, please. And it's not that I don't like goofy shit, and I think that's pretty
You
clear.
didn't appreciate the opening match, sir, and now you're asking for good wrestling?
Yeah. Yes. And it's also like, why are
Not
they having a
appreciate.
hardcore match? It's TNA booking, but no one will ever call that. So it's like,
I
they can have
do.
a hardcore match, but take it serious.
Oh, it's been weird. Like, that's been one of the weirder things, honestly, because I know that I definitely watched this Collision. I might have watched the one previous to that. Where they've definitely set up this thing where Toni Storm keeps on being involved with the Triangle of Madness. And I do think that this match sprouted from that.
Well, sure, but why is it a hardcore match? Because it's an ECW arena. And it's like, okay. And again, that's TNA booking. That is Vince Russo TNA booking. There has to be a gimmick. Why? Because there has to be. No one wants to see just wrestling, even though we just had started the show off with just wrestling. And Ricochet and Shelton Benjamin was just wrestling. No one wants to see all that. We gotta see a variety. So we're gonna give you this fucking nonsense, and people are gonna lie and say it was good. I did not enjoy this. I'm not sure if that's clear or not. So I think that was it, right? Until the main event.
That really was it.
Yeah.
Unless you want to talk about how great Harley Cameron and Willow are.
Okay. Yes, let's be positive. I love those two now. I didn't really like Willow too much when she first started. She's really grown on me. I liked the interplay too. Willow's
Oh,
like, hey,
yeah.
I'll be serious with you. Don't trust her. And I'm like, oh. Okay. Like,
Yeah, she is staying salty. Willow is staying salty, and I'm here for it.
yeah, and this Harley is, or Haley, whatever, is
Yeah, Harley.
just as crazy as ever. Like, why is she dressed like a cat now? Does she explain?
Oh, it's to help cover her nose still. But
Oh, okay.
because she had had the kitty cat mask on, so she had the paint underneath it.
So
I mean,
stupid.
I did kind of get the laugh out of Willow kind of being up for having her face painted as a cat.
Willow looked cute with her face painted. She's a pretty lady anyways, so
Yes, she is.
you're just gonna accentuate her positives. So, but yeah, like, see, again, I'm not against goofy stuff because that's what she is. But then, I mean, remember, she had the whole, she had the puppet and it attacked the Mercedes.
Yeah.
Like, she had her own puppet and Mercedes had her puppet. Like, yeah, I get into that stuff because they're taking it seriously still. And that's not what was happening in the hardcore match. So,
No. Yeah. And
but.
then $500,000 match. John Moxley, the Jacksons, Wheeler Yuta, Claudio Castagnoli. Against Samoa Joe, Powerhouse Hobbs, Katsuyori Shibata, Bandido, and Brody King. Yeah. I don't know. Like it was a
It was
match.
fine. I listen, I was very happy the Young Bucks won it because now they can do something, it okay. They were presented with $500,000 in a bag, which is not how that works. Like $500,000 is a lot more than two bags, right? And it kind of got dispersed everywhere.
Oh,
So
Sam and Pete chases.
yeah, so are they gonna say like, well, no, that money's gone, or are we gonna get some fun vignettes of them, being like total lottery trash with it, and like spending it, lose the gambling,
I am hoping for a Baron Corbin-esque situation here,
Yes.
Happy Corbin gimmick going on here.
Yes.
'Cause I mean they've done a fun job with things so far.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And that's why I think it should continue.
Yeah.
Like, have them roll into catering, acting like assholes, or just something like that, and have fun with it. You don't have to have the Young Bucks on TV like wrestling every week. You can have fun with them. So,
Oh, yeah. Just have them chew up some scenery.
Yeah, yes. Have something like as a buffer on the show, a vignette, heaven forbid. But then the big news, the big angle, Darby comes in, is beating the hell out of John Moxley. And then Daniel Garcia came in and
Oh.
hey, at least they didn't drag it out. It's the turn happens. There we go. But I don't want to see Darby and Daniel Garcia. I don't.
No.
No. Yeah, no,
Nope.
I have no desire for any of that. But they didn't drag it out. It is what it is. We're stuck with them pushing Daniel Garcia like he's interesting. And maybe he will be. Maybe this will be the push he needs to get some charisma.
Yeah, I guess that's my problem. Like, I don't have to kind of go back to the Kyle Fletcher of it all in this. Like, I don't feel like there's anyone where I'm like, oh yeah, they're up and coming. Like, I can see that them being the next guy.
There's no one.
Yeah. Cannot see Daniel Garcia being like, I can he get onto better footing with this? I mean, when you're at rock bottom, it's hard not to be in a better position. So, yeah, could it help him out? Yeah, it could, but look at everyone else in the Death Riders is not any better off. Well, Marina Shafir is the only one that's
Definitely.
better off.
Yes.
But Claudio, isn't better off. Wheeler, I guess, has a little more attention, so maybe it's kind of paid off with him, but man, that's a real mild payoff, honestly. And is there one other person in there with them, or is that
Talk,
it?
but
Oh,
whatever.
yeah. Okay. I don't know. He may as well be dead.
Ouch. Jesus Christ. That just sounded harsh.
Well, I mean, that man has just n not done a good job of showing up for his job in AEW. I know that there have been
Yeah,
a
he's hurt,
litany
so
of reasons.
yeah.
Hurt, passport, COVID, there's been all kinds of things that have not gone right for that man that are out of his control. But
Yep.
I mean, and it's one of those things too that to try and smooth over the dead part a little bit.
You got me to go, huh?
In that AEW, and I mean even WWE does this to some extent. When someone's off TV, they're just off TV. Like
Yeah.
there is just you don't hear about them. You don't. There is nothing going on, and I mean that's the problem. Like when Pac leaves, like he's just not on TV, and there's no references to him, and it always seems to be a fairly lengthy amount of time. Like.
Yeah, well, I know he's hurt again. Isn't his ankle, I think? Or jump, remember he jumped off the top row or jumped off the apron, I think, is when it happened. Just something like usual, something simple.
Yeah,
But
something kind of innocuous.
yeah, but
And
no,
he
the only,
pulled an Adam Cole and melted his ankle.
ugh, well, that's another guy just disappeared, but doesn't sound like he's ever coming back outside of probably retiring. So
Oh, yeah,
just too
man.
bad.
He made that. I can't. Oh, no, that's right. 'Cause he said I'm kind of out of here.
Yeah.
I
He
forgot.
was prepared to retire and they told him not to. Well, he was
Yeah.
prepared to announce his retirement. They said don't. So,
Yeah.
yep. Now we can. I know we got to talk about NXT, but here's the thing. I forgot to watch NXT. I watched the highlights, and then I watched the fantastic Booker T near Freudian slip. Did you see the end of the show? Were you paying attention to the commentary by him?
Maybe I was not.
So
Did things get a titbit nipply
Stephanie
in some
Vakura
form
comes
or
out, right?
another?
And he's like, ah, and
Yeah. He's
so
nearly like the man in your
yeah.
sexual harassment video.
Oh, yes. And Vicky even goes, "Oh my God, Booker T's temperature just went up," and you can see him like laughing out in the background. Well, then Tiffany comes out. Tiffany, you know what
Yeah.
time it is, Tiff time. And Booker T says, "This is what he says. I've
Oh.
got to crack my neck, I guess from getting whiplash or whatever, right? Or from like slapping his head around." You go back and listen to that. It does not sound like that's what he's saying. It sounds like I gotta pick my dick, or I gotta crack my dick off. It's the funniest
Oh.
fucking thing, but it is not on the YouTube videos. Go to your DVR. It's still on there.
Oh,
Now
okay.
he's clearly saying I have to crack my neck, like that. That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
But that's not what it sounds like. And
Yeah. I mean that kind of stuff happens, I feel like, from time to
yeah,
time where
but it was just so funny.
it just doesn't quite sound right.
It really didn't. It really didn't. I will say I watched this segment though quite a bit. JC Jane rules. She's coming to her own finally. And it's like, wow. Okay, I mean, she's berating the two people that are with her. She's making like the whole thing about, do you guys think you're the cool seniors coming back to like relive your glory years? all that stuff she was spouting off, I'm like, she's killing it right now. And I shouldn't be surprised by it anymore because she's been doing it for weeks. But, you know?
It's one to me where I feel like she's been good the whole time and that she just hasn't gotten a push for whatever reason. And I don't know what that was, you know, because they had the whole breakup angle with her and Gigi and she didn't
Yeah.
get pushed after that. Like, why? Like, I don't know that she's really doing that much different right now.
Well, to me, it seems she's a lot more fluid. Like, instead of reading lines that was given to her, it really seems like, oh, no, I've settled in. I mean, that's what happens. I mean, NXT is developmental. And, but I was like, for the girl who was supposed to be the afterthought from Toxic Attraction, she's the last one standing, first off. And now she's positioned very well to the point where it's like, oh, she beat Stephanie Vakura to who the hell's gonna beat her?
Which is why it was immediately stupid that she was the most beatable champion. It's just like, you hold on, you beat a double champ, but everyone thinks you're beatable. Like, how does that change happen?
It was a fluke.
Did not still do not love that aspect of things. But
No.
it was kind of a weird show where I thought that it's kind of wild that Tyler Breeze shows up and then they start really talking about homecoming after that, and they do a video package right at, like, the timing of things is just like, huh? What's going on here? And then they practically announce the six woman match before this segment even happens.
Oh.
It's just like, this is really weird how you guys laid this homecoming thing out here, guys.
It seems rushed too, because isn't it next week?
Yeah.
Yeah. The like DIY Mello and versus Mello and Trick. Like those two just got back together just like that. Like I saw the segment. I watched the highlights on YouTube, but it's
Yeah,
like
well, and it didn't even seem like they were really back together.
no.
So yeah, it's WWE seems to throw shit together sometimes here recently where they're just like, oh yeah, we're gonna have another event because people are gonna pay a bunch of money for it, and this is how storylines end up kind of sucking because they throw in shit that doesn't need to happen.
Oh,
So.
yes. But no, so it's like I saw Josh Briggs beat Javon Evans. Interesting choice. Joe Hendry accidentally cost Hank and Tank the titles. I did see the end of the match where Tank is clearly pulling on the Dark State guy's trunks to keep himself pinned. Like,
Oh.
I'm gonna rethink this one, cowboy. Like I caught up with the highlights and all that. The show, I didn't really th felt like I missed anything. Tavion Heights beat Ethan Page. I mean, that leads to Tyler Breeze coming back for reasons. Like,
Well, yeah, and that's why it was really weird. Like, I almost felt like I needed the homecoming thing before Tyler Breeze popped back up. 'Cause I'm like, huh? What's going on here? Why Ty? Because at least with DIY, you're like, oh, people move up and down the roster. They don't have much to do on the main roster. This makes sense for them to make when they popped up last week or 2 weeks ago, whatever it was. It's like, oh, okay, yeah, I kind of understand how this happens. But when someone that hasn't been under contract and hasn't really been on TV pops up, it feels a little bit weird.
Hey, all these people showing up, and
Yeah.
I didn't understand. Like, it's homecoming for no reason. I guess because it's homecoming for college. It's a little early, but okay.
It's one of those things where I mean, they've already made it special by adding some of these names, But it's also just like it feels like that, oh, this is our season premiere. It's just like, guys, you
It's the
fucking
middle
run
of
52
September.
week. Yeah, you guys run
Oh, yeah.
52 weeks a year. Like, I don't care if everyone else is doing their season premieres right now. Like, this isn't a fucking season premiere when it keeps on going.
Yes,
So
there's no
yeah,
break.
the homecoming feels kind of that way, where it's just like they're slapping a title on it, and it doesn't completely make sense.
Yep. And then that's really all it is. We have a name for a show, now we got to do something. So, because like storyline wise, none of the shit makes sense. Stephanie McCourt comes back is like, yes, and on that I will be champion again. And it's like, oh yeah, aren't you supposed to be fighting Io instead of this bullshit? But we'll see. But I mean, that's really it's NXT right now. That it's just it's a weird product right now. So.
Okie doke.
Yep.
I don't think you had a belt time beer on your end.
No.
The one that was all over my desk and got cleaned up before hitting record here. Noctera, Noctoberfest, Fest beer, 5% alcohol. I love Oktoberfest beers. And this one's a pretty solid one here. Nice red look. Nice malty flavor, not too heavy, easily drinkable. Honestly, this is something that I'd rather have in a 16-ounce can than a regular 12-ounce can, just because it is quite drinkable and I could use more of it during the show. So, should one find themselves in Powell, Ohio, or I believe they have their other location at the Audubon Society now too, here in Columbus. So yeah, stop in at one of their locations. They have some pretty good beer. I don't get there as often as I'd like because it's a little outside of the usual driving radius. So, but still, nonetheless, some very good beers. So yeah, Noctera is the belt time beer for the show. I am at DeFrango11. He is at Granny Maze. The brand's at Stunt Granny. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and download us at other places like iHeartRadio and YouTube Music. Have a good night, grandkids.
Not again.